Omar Reb Shmuel. I tell you that Pshat from our Mishnah, Reb Lezer, goes according to Reb Shmuel. They said over B'Shem Reb Ziri, that kol she'en yecholu likoriv, loy hi v'loy domer, has anything that you're makdish, that it itself cannot be brought for a korban. And no adin it's domin, you cannot sell it and use the money for it and buy a korban with it, loy kitcha, nothing at all is chal. Ela hegdish domin, there's no kedushas aguf at all, it's only chal kedushas adomin, that's all. And that's the pshat by birds, like we'll soon see. V'yato marta yoyis, and you said very good, because the pshat is like this. La hakriv einat yochel. You can't use these birds, like if somebody was makdish his nechosim, and he had birds in it, so he's saying now the birds you cannot bring for korban oil itself. Why? Because he had the post before the siv babokor, v'lo yoyfis. That is, if you makdish nechosim stam, so the animal should go for korban oil, we dash him before only babokor, only the animals go directly for the korban oil. But the birds cannot go directly for the korban oil. So now, lif doison, what do you want to do with these birds? You want to be poy to them. Is they not yochol? If you tell me now it's chal gedusha zaguf on the birds, that's the locha by birds that has no pigeon. Hey, lif doison ainat yochol, you can't be poy to birds. She'ain li oif pigeon, that's a klal, that by birds, once it has a gedusha zaguf, you cannot be poy to it, even if it has a mum, because there's no din mum by oifus. Therefore, you can't be poy to them. Is lefum kain, therefore, sarach meimu, you have to say, loy kitcha, elok dushas domim, that bechlau, when somebody is makdish the birds, he only meant to give dushas domim on the birds. That's why the Mishnah says, you're supposed to sell the birds, because it only has dushas domim, and with the money you get, you bring a korban oil from it. Mashenke, when you're makdish in a keva, on a keva, there we say, it could be chalak dushas aguf on the nekeva, even though it itself is not cover for the korban oil, but since you could be poyder it, therefore, it's chal the kedushas aguf on the nekevim that you made for a korban oilim. The Gemara chavrayu b'shem Reb Yechanan, Reb Avoy ba'anagri oma kumi Reb Ila. He said in front of Reb Ila, b'shem Reb Yechanan, taima dehin tanya. What's the reasoning for this next Mishnah that we learned? It says like this. We dashin, the pasuk says, v'im kol behema t'meya, ashe yakrivu mimeno korban Hashem. Any behema t'meya that you want to bring for korban, for shaitzach, a behema t'meya is not called the grusha on it. It only has a grusha's dumb on it, and you have to sell it. Is ma tamaloy mit t'meya? What does the pasuk mean to say a korban t'meya? It's tummy. Ela afilu t'meya b'yaisi Hashem. It means to say, even if it's only tummy, it means it's not roi for this thing that you want to make it for. So the Mefarshim say, what it means to say is, he wants to say a hezber, that Aliba the Reb Shimon, that we learned before, that Amafish Nekev Li'erlo Li'ashim LaPesach, Ein Oysa Tzmura. Before we had the name of Reb Shimon, that if somebody is Makdish in a Kevim, a female animal, for an Oyla, or for a Pesach, or for an Ashim, nothing is Chal at all. And the reasoning is like this din, because we dash in the Apostolic, Behema Temeya is not Chal the Gedush Saguf at all. What does Temeya mean? Not literally a Behema Temeya, but rather anything that's Tomei Boisa Hashem that it can't be brought, like in a Kevim can't be brought for an Oyla, or for a Pesach, or for an Ashim. Was the kasha of the kasha in Yubador? Ksiv hemid v'erach. The pasuk says at the end, you have to make an erach. You have to evaluate how much it's worth and like sell it. So the question is, if it's a behemoth tahirom, you don't have to make an erachin on it. It's a behemoth that's a tam. That's a full. You know, there's no din hamad v'racha. His hemid v'racha only goes in an animal that he can't be carved at all. Therefore, Reb Zera b'shem Reb Loza lo yom akhen. He didn't learn like this. El the pasuk means v'im kol behema tumei asher legrivu mimeno korban Hashem. That means kol sheinu ruy likoriv loikan v'lebemokam acher is einu oisa tumura. It has to be such an animal that has no kedusha at all any place. Yotza nekeva mashenken in the keva liyela. Even though you made in the keva now for the korban eila, afo pi sheinu ruy likoriv kan of a ruy likoriv v'lebemokam acher. True, you can't use it in the keva for korban eila, but in the keva could be brought for some other korbanis. Therefore, it does not apply to this pasuk. And another raya for this is Rabbi Oven v'Rabun boyi kumid Rabbi Zeirum haray haroyv of Yanirva. If you have animals that had lived together, shein and ruy and likoriv, you can't bring it for korban. Lekan lebemokam acher, no place could you bring it for korban. V'ray hein oisin tamura, still it's chal gdushas aguf on them. So amalun afani me also lo yamart no tameya mamish. The pshat from this pasuk is a behemah tameya. That's not chal gdushas at all. The kasha b'dolak said behemah v'herich and have a raya because the pasuk says behemah v'herich. Mashenkin other behemoths that are not a Temeya, even though it's a Rebbe of a Nirva, there we say it is Chal the Gdushas Aguf on them, and therefore it's Chayach, the Shayach Adin Temura, who had them before also. And the Keva, since it could be brought someplace else, it's like a Chal Gdushas Aguf on the Nekeva.
So from this pasuk would not be a right to the price before that says according to Reb Shimon that when you mark it in the keva, no kedushas chal at all. In other words, like this pasuk is not talking about a nekeva like, which cannot be kosher for an oila. No, since the animal in the keva has could be brought someplace else, avada could be it is chal kedushas aguf on the nekeva. The pasuk is only talking about a behemoth tameya like lemoshel abal mum that's not brought anywhere. There we say that it's not chal kedushas aguf on it. It's only chal kedushas domim, and when you poyder it, it's the adin from hamada of harocha. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf Yud Gimel on Aleph, the first Mishnah. Achas lelamed yoim, once in 30 days, is mesharen es halishcha. The Bezdin the Gizbo used to make a shar, used to make a price, like how much things are worth. And they used to use this price for 30 days. They used to say the wheat is worth this much, the wine, the oil, that's the price. And whenever the Gizbo used to go to buy for the Mizbeach, or to buy for the Karbonis, this is the price that they would charge. Kol ha-mekabel olav lesapeg solosos me'arba. Let's say somebody's mekabel upon himself, he's going to sell to the Gizbor flour. That's four pounds for a dollar. That's what he's mekabel upon himself. So Gizbor said, okay, I'm going to give you a dollar, and you're supposed to give me, now the price is 4 pounds I get for a dollar. Omdu misholosh. And then later it came out that the wheat went up, and for 3 pounds, you have to pay a dollar. In halacha, yisofek midalit. Still, he has to pay 4 pounds to Hegdish. And since Metchila, they made up, you'll pay 4 pounds, even though later, Bishash, you pay the payment, you should only deserve to get 3 pounds, still, yal Hegdish ala yoinim. Hegdish gains on the deal. What about the opposite way? Misholish. At the beginning, 3 pounds was worth a dollar. The yomdo midalit, and then at the time he's supposed to pay up, it was worth 4 pounds, that the wheat went down. We say, yisofek midalit. You have to now, taka b'shas, you're paying, you have to give Hegdish 4 pounds. Why? Shiyad Hegdish al hel yoyna. Hegdish always gains on the deal. His Hegdish can't lose out. So the prices go up, you still have to give them what you mechayv yourself before. If the prices go down, you have to give them the way it's worth right now. What about im his liyoy? Solis. Let's say the flour that you gave over to the Gizbor became wormy, and now the Hegdish can't use it. Is a Sliyaloi, you have to lose out. As even though Hegdish already gave you the money, and by regular person we say, if I give you money for the flour and you bought it, it's your tough, like your flour got wormy. But a Hegdish, no. If a flour that was given over to Hegdish becomes wormy, the person has to take it back, and Hegdish doesn't lose out. Let's say you sold wine to the Gizbor, and your wine became sour, or the now by the Gizbor the wine became sour, hey, like vinegar, his hechmetz loy, you have to lose out. You have to give back Hegdish new wine. The Hegdish, they never lose out, Hegdish. Now, it's as if to say that really you don't deserve to get your money until Hegdish Mamish uses what you gave him. Until it went on to Mizbech, and Mizbech is Meratzah. If you sold him a korban, you don't get paid until the Gizbor, the Kohanim, use the behemoth. If you gave them a flour, you don't get paid until the Gizbor, the Kohanim, use the flour from Menachas. Hey, when the Mizbech is Meratzah, in other words, the Hegdish did what they had to do with it, that's when they get paid. But not before that. Now, like the Mishnah said before, let's say it gets wormy, the flour, so you have to give the money back to Hegdish. Hegdish doesn't lose out. Zemara says, Tony, we learned B'Shem Reb Shimon. We learned the name of Reb Shimon, different than our Mishnah. That he learns, Miyat hoyu makablan es mosayin. No, the Gizbah used to pay these people right away their money. When the Gizbah would buy flour from somebody, they would give the money for the flour right away. And the pshat is, the mechir, the sale took place, and they can't be chazer anymore. Why? For the Kahanim's reason, hein? Because the Kahanim do things very fast. In other words, for sure the Kahanim won't let it become wormy, because as soon as they get the flour, they use it right away. So we don't have to be afraid something's going to happen with Rishus Hegdish. Therefore, the Mechir is Chal right now. So as soon as Hegdish gives away the money right away, that person, the sale took place, and Mamela, he says, tomorrow the Kahanim use it right away. But the Kohanim says, Tlechashin and Shiyivslo Shekhanim's reason hein. We're not afraid maybe you'll become wormy, or the behemoth will become a balmum. No, Kahanim do it fast, they use it up right away. Hadrin Alecha Perek Hatrum. So the Mishnah. Elu hein hamamunim. These are the people that were munah, that appointed people in the Beis HaMikdash. Shoye ba Migdish, that worked in the Beis Migdish. Yochanan ben Pinchas ala Chesomis. Yochanan ben Pinchas took care of the Chesomis. That's a type of Chesomis means, that's the pass. That's when they used to go and buy a flour, so they used to have a pass. Like if somebody wanted Menadav Yain, he wanted to give wine or flour to the Beis Migdish. So the do is, he would go to Yochanan, and he would pay him money, and he would give him a chaysim, would give him like a pass. A chaysim means a signature on a piece of paper. And then, v'hoylach etzim amuna acher, he would go to somebody else and receive the flour. That he bought. So the kids, he took care of the passes. If you want to buy flour for the Beis HaMikdash, come to me, give me the money, and I'll give you a pass, a slip, to say that you bought the flour, and you go to somebody else and get the flour. So he took care of all the passes. That's Yechin ben Pinchas. He was the name he took care of about the Nesachim. Who wanted to take care, to get the wine, to get the flour for the Nesachim, he took care of it. Whoever wanted to give wine or Shem or Nesalis, they gave it through him. Masiyahu ben Shmuel al hapiyosis. He took care of the pious. The pious is the garolis. They used to have a girl, like a lottery, to see which kind of mazircha to do, which avodah, like we'll have a Gemara in Yuma about that. So he took care of the girl. Whatever happened to make a girl, like a lottery, to see which kind of mazircha to do what, he took care of it. Psachya al hakinim. Psach, he took care of the kinim, that's the birds. The mashal, the anisha, that's the yeledes, or anisha, that's a zava, when she brings the korban, she has to bring two birds. So he took care of the kinim. Whoever had to buy birds, went to him, he taught them the halach is about it, he told them what to do, which type of birds to use. Psachya zeo Mordechai. Psachya, that was Mordechai. Mordechai, tzadik, that was Psachya. V'lomo nikru shmoy Psachya, why did his name was Mordechai? V'lomo means Mordechai Vestin, means Mordechai. Why is the name called Psachya? Shoye poseach tvorim v'dorshim. V'yodeya b'shivim loshin. He used to always speak first and give a drosha, and he knew 70 different languages. Not he was a big chochin. He says to the Korban Eidah, Shoy Pesech Tvorim, Vu Mordechai, Baal Shoyin, Sholim in Agoyla, V'nikra Kain, Shoy Begoyla, and L'shoyin Asabish, Kulafarsh Begumara. V'ayta Benach Yo, Al Choyle Mayim, he used to take care of the condom that used to get sick, have stomach problems. Like we'll see in the Gemara. Since they used to eat so much meat, he used to be like a doctor there, and he used to give them the right refuahs to take, or the right schoolers to take, that their stomach should be alright. Nechunye choifer shichin. Nechunye used to take care to build ditches. They ever had to build something. He was a bucky to know where to dig. They needed water, they needed things. He would take care of digging. Shoyemayim mitzuyin lalav regolim. Now, they wanted to make sure there'd be water for the people coming up to the regal. So he knew exactly where to dig the bores, so there should be enough water. Kivine Chorus. Kivine, he was the Chorus. Kivine, that's his name. And he was Machris, like he was a Vekka. He used to wake up the people. We'll see in the Gemara. He was Chorus. He used to give the announcements. Ben Gever, that was his name. Al-Nilas Shorim. He used to take care of closing the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. He took care of it. Ben Beivoy Memuna Ala Pekia. He was Ben Beivoy. He took care of Pekia. That's the Psilois. He used to like twirl the wicks for the neiros. He took care of the psilois. Ben Arzo ala tzilzel. Ben Arzo took care of the tzilzel, that's the timbers, what you call an instrument to make music with. Timbals. What? Yeah. Hogris ben Levi ala shir. He took care of the shir. He was a very good singer. He was masad of the levium to know when to sing and when to stop singing. Beis Garmoi al mais lechem aponim. This Beis Garmoi, that the house, they took care of the lechem upon him. They knew how to make the lechem upon him the right way. They threw him a mamuna over the lechem upon him. Beis Avtinus al maisakteris. The Beis Avtinus, they took care of the maisakteris. They knew how to make the kteris. The Elozer al aproches. Elozer took care. He knew how to make the curtains for the proches. Or Pinchas hamalbish. Pinchas, he was a mamuna. Take care. Make sure all the kanim had the right begodim. Make sure it fit them all. He took care of the clothing of the big day kohen gadol and the big day kohen hedyot. That was Pinchas. So the Gemara, Rabbi Chizkiyo Amar Rabbi Simon for Rabbonin, that is machlokes here. Chadomach one says, what are all these names in the Mishnah? Chadomach kishirei dor vador. He's saying over the kosher of people, the tzaddikim of every door. In other words, not that all these memunah were at the same time in the Beis HaMikdash. No, throughout the generations of the Beis HaMikdash, these were the tzaddikim that the most choshev one that ever took care. Like the most choshev memunah on the Malbish was Pinchas. The most choshev one on the Prechus was Elazar. They lived at different times. It just means these memunah were the most choshev ones ever took care of it. So it's Kshirei Dor V'Dor, Bolin Nasaleim. That's what one says. V'charno, another one says, no. V'charnom, another one says, Mishoye Boisei Dor Mona Mashe B'Dori. They gave, these were the names of the first ones to take care of this. Like in the Bayi Sheni, when they came up from the Goylam, these were the first ones to take care of these appointments. And those were the names. Lav Dapka, they were tzaddikim. Could be they weren't tzaddikim. We're just mentioning the first set of people that took care. So where it says, Man Diyome Keshire called Dor V'Dor, the one that says we're mentioning now, the kosher people of each Dor V'Dor, means the tzaddikim. So all the people now Mishnah were considered tzaddikim then. Hey, even Beis Avtinus, even Beis Garmoy, like we'll see in the Gemara, the Tzata said they didn't do such good things, but our Mishnahs know they were tzaddikim. Is Avizoy Bolimnoi Sakula Mwaimer, Zecha Tzadik Levrocha. Then all the people, now Mishnah, goes the Zach of Zecha Tzadik Levrocha. They realize there's a Gemara in Yuma that mentions a certain people there, and at the end it says some of them were tzaddikim, we say Zecha Tzadik Levrocha, and some of them we say the Pasuk, they're Rishoyim, Vishem Rishoyim Yirka. It's a Gemara in Yuma. So our Gemara, this man Yom holds it, now Mishnah. All the people now Mishnah for sure were tzaddikim, and it only goes the Pasuk, Zecha Tzadik Levrocha. And I, there in the Gemara Yuma says that Shem Rishoyim Yirka, but it only goes on one person that's not included here, only on one Russian. That's what the carbonator says. Ahod etnan per gimel de yuma. Beis garmoi loyrotze lilmoid al mais lechem aponim. That we'll see in Agamar also. These people, Beis garmoi, they didn't want to teach the people about lechem aponim. Beis avtinus loyrotze lamid. Hugris ben levi o yodea per kashir. They didn't want to teach. So Gemara at the end says, al rishoyim muayma, ya al rishoyim muaymer, zecha talag levrocham. Vel achreinim muaymer, shem rishoyim yirka. The other Gemara mentions a few names, and some of them are tzaddikim, and some of them are rishoyim. Ukomas al Gemara says now, to leman diyoma dikshe rimono, that our Mishnah only says the tzaddikim, in Cain, al kochach leima, diyaf beis gormo beis avtinus hoi ksherim. Even beis avtinus were also tzaddikim. Shereimona tan oisam, because that what Tana mentions him. Vishem rishoyim yikav, the Gemara in Yuma says there were rishoyim there, ad ben kamtsu luchudikoi. It's only going on ben kamtsu, that's the only one. But all the other ones, like I said, all the names of our Mishnah, were all tzaddikim. Mashenka the Gemara says, Man Diyoma, but the other Man Diyoma, learns Pshan our Mishnah, Mishoya Boisador Mona. We're not mentioning all the tzaddikim, we're just mentioning all the people that were there at the first time of the Beis HaMikdash, the first Mamuna, the first ones to be appointed. So then in Slav Davka they were tzaddikim, it could be some of them were Rishoyim. So then, Mona Mashabdari is Akula Mwaymer, Vishay Mishoyim Yirkaf. It could be, no, it even goes back to some of the people in our Mishnah that they were considered Rishoyim. And who was it said they were tzaddikim? That's for sure, it's Zecha Tzadik Levrocha, al ben kotin b'chaveruv. It only goes to ben kotin b'chaveruv. But it's possible to say that the ones mentioned now Mishnah were considered Rishoyim, and it goes to Pasuk, Rishoyim Rishoyim Yirka. Zomer Reb Yoina, see if the Pasuk says, L'achein